Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guest, who is here with me this morning, Jamie Church, who's battling allergy season to be here with me, and I appreciate that.
I think I've been battling the allergies for like the last 3 months.
Have you? It's been a long season,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
It was kind of a warmer spring.
I guess. I don't know, but I know a lot of people are just like me that it's just like nonstop allergies.
Well, I appreciate you.
Thanks. That's why that's
being
the
here.
Tired eyes and the sniffy
I know.
Nose.
And we have a supply of tissues
yes,
next to you just
I
in
do.
Case you have
thank
an attack.
You.
But
thank you
for coming in, and thank you for the work that you are doing with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce.
Thanks.
It's a bit of a challenging time for businesses and groups like yours that support businesses. So
exactly. You know, the role of the chamber is to advocate for local and small business, and I've been trying to do that with my team at the chamber as effectively as possible over the last 8 weeks, but it's definitely challenging, and, you know, I'm starting to see businesses close permanently, chamber members that have been members for a long time.
Right.
And they're closing their doors and not opening, and I think we're at a critical time here where there have been businesses that were holding on, and now, you know, it's getting to that time where if we can't start to reopen in some way for some of these smaller retail stores, it's going to be difficult for them to be able to reopen their doors. So,
right.
Yeah.
And of course, and we hate hearing that, and I know you hate hearing that, certainly.
Yeah.
And with all the help that the federal government is trying to give, I mean, we talked before we came on the air this morning that there is still, I guess, some money available through
yes.
that payroll protection program, that PPP, right?
Yes, and I'll go in a minute to the places, the local lenders that are still taking applications. But yes, the money, the federal stimulus and through the CARE Act and the PPP loan, as it's referred to, or the payroll protection loan or program, was designed for that. Now, in the first round of funding, the system overloaded so quickly that there were people who applied at the beginning that just kind of were in the queue. They didn't get their funding in that first round,
right. So
they were in line the second round. And so some of them are starting to see that money come in now, which is encouraging. But again, that's that payroll protection. There's other costs involved in doing business other than
just
payroll.
Yeah, it's not just your employees.
You have rent. You have insurance. You have inventory in some cases. It's not just payroll. And that's a most important piece, obviously, because you want to be able to keep your employees going and on the payroll. But there are a lot of other expenses as well. And there have been some businesses that haven't been allowed to be open. Doesn't matter whether they got the PPP loan or not. They haven't been allowed to open their doors or do business in any way, whether it's online or curbside or anything like that. So it's different for every single business. For some of for some of our small businesses, if their main revenue is coming from other businesses, they're a business to business type of
not
business.
General public,
yeah.
right?
Not
like you and I walk in there to buy a widget.
Right, exactly. So they're looking at revenue down the line and knowing that some of these businesses aren't going to be up and going for a while. And so I think we're just getting to that point where it's important to really look at a reopening strategy, what that means, what the governor's orders will be, whether, you know, will the reopening start to happen mid-May? Are her public health orders going to be extended? These are all things that our members are asking, and I really would love to provide all the answers, but right now I'm not sure what those answers are. So we're just trying to provide information on what we think when businesses are allowed to open. We know that the employees will all need to be wearing masks. We know that's going to be required, or face coverings.
Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Appropriate face coverings.
Right.
Or what is fondly referred to as PPE.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we have to have PPE and PPP, but PPE.
We love our acronyms.
Yeah,
yes, we do. Right.
Personal protection equipment.
Yeah.
we know that that's going to be in place and required for employees.
Right.
And also the social distancing. So you will have to make sure that if you have a retail space or a restaurant, that tables are put 6 feet apart. You're going to have to know your square footage and limit how many people you can have in a space. If you can do curbside, that will be the best strategy. If you can still allow your employees to work from home and not have them in the workplace, that's still a best practice. So we know that those are some of what will be required. Now, whether there will be requirements beyond that, we don't really know yet. We're still kind of waiting for official guidelines.
Sure.
But I have been sharing some information that came from New Mexico Workforce Solutions on the requirements and the protocols and then what would be like best practices. So for example, masks will be required, but a best practice would be those plexiglass shields you might put up in front of a register. That's not necessarily required at this point, but it is a best practice. Mm-hmm. A best practice would be taking everybody's temperature as they walk in. And employees, customers, that's probably not going to be required, but it would be a best practice if you could do
right.
that. Having a hand, like, you know, a hand sanitizer station as you walk in the door. Great thing to have, but also hand sanitizer is scarce, especially in large quantities.
Right.
So,
and a lot of this, too, I think, is designed to make the public feel
exactly.
more comfortable going back out into these
exactly.
businesses, right?
Right?
And to feel safer
right.
and, you know, and all those things. Since there's so much about this virus that we necessarily don't know kind of
right.
how it moves around and
right.
how
exactly.
it infects and things like that. And as we talked about, I think, you know, everybody can maybe react differently if you are infected
yes.
with this. And some people have maybe a milder case and some people don't. And
right.
so it's kind of a gamble. But
right.
you were talking about the PPP program and that there were some local
yes.
banks that still have the ability to apply on
yes.
business's behalf, right?
Yes.
That's
kind of so
how it works?
So I just called these lenders yesterday and confirmed whether they were still taking applications or not. So,
And
they are. So the ones that are, these are SBA lenders. So these uh-huh. are banks that are able to do SBA loans, which is the Small Business Administration. And so the PPP loans are done through a local lender. And the ones that are still taking applications are Citizens Bank. And you, for most of these, I will say you can just, if you call them, you can just ask for the commercial lending department because these would come through the commercial lenders.
Okay.
So it would be Citizens Bank, Bank of the Southwest. Now I have a little note by Bank of the Southwest because they're doing applications just for current bank customers. So you must already be an existing customer of Bank of the Southwest. So
okay.
I just want to clarify that one. Vectra Bank. And if you contact Vectra, you can ask for Adam Kinney. And then Four Corners Community Bank, again, asks for commercial lenders, and then Washington Federal. So I did contact a couple of the credit unions in town yesterday. One I haven't heard back from, and Eagle, or U.S. Eagle.
Another credit union?
Yeah, that's a credit union. And you can go online and do an application, but right now they're not actually doing any funding. If you want to do an application and wait to see if there's going to be another round of funds coming from the federal government, then you'd kind of be in the queue.
I see. Okay.
But again, I always want to urge, talk to your accountant and talk to these lenders so you understand what the loan is for. And if you don't use it for what it's for, you're probably, it won't be forgiven. You're going to have to pay that back. And maybe you're okay with that.
Sure.
But you just need to know to contact your accountant and talk about all your options as well as the lender so you understand exactly what you are applying for and you know whether you're eligible, whether you would qualify. I did share something on our Facebook page yesterday too about a Main Street program which has some funding available as well, and there was a guidebook and that came out from the I think the U.S. Chamber. A lot of information going out. So
yeah.
Excuse me if I'm misquoting, but I did share that on our Facebook page yesterday, and there's some loans available through that too.
Okay.
Sometimes what happens or what I'm finding is that when a program comes out, whether it's through the U.S. Chamber, there was a grant that was announced last Friday called the All Together Grant. So many times, the minute the information goes out, in the next 24 to 48 hours, the funding's gone.
Gone.
It's been applied for.
Right.
And so I think that just speaks to around the country, sure, when these notices go out about funding, how quickly people are in trying to get applications in. So I was encouraged yesterday when I made these phone calls to these local lenders that how many are still accepting and processing applications. They are done typically on a first come, first serve basis. So if you've been thinking about it and you're getting to the point where you're like, wow, we really better apply for that, you probably need to make an appointment and go in and visit with the lender and get that process going. At least make sure you have everything you need. And so then when you go in and have that appointment, or whether you do it online, you've got all your ducks in a row. You've got all the documents and things you need.
Right. So. Well, and I think a lot of folks maybe heard about this when it first came around from the first CARES Act. And then it ran out of money. And so then the Congress came back and the president signed the second go around. And if folks are thinking there might be a third or a fourth, I don't know. I would be very cautious.
Right.
Because
you're waiting. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And try to get in under this second round, because I don't know when a third or fourth round may be forthcoming, if ever.
Right. So. Exactly. So, and again, know what it's for. Know what it can be used for. I don't know if there's any of the emergency funds through the what they called the EIDL, which was directly, you could apply for that directly through the SBA. I don't know if there's any of those funds still available. I know you can contact the Small Business Development Center here.
Right, here at San Juan College. That's right.
And we've been posting all those links on our website. On our homepage, we have a COVID-19 link, and that links to everything. SBA, the U.S. Chamber, links to the SBDC. So we try the Association of Commerce and Industry, Department of Health. And so as those websites are updated, that should automatically update to our webpage too. So we try every few days to look at those links to see, you know, what needs to be added. For example, we'll be adding this list of guidelines and safety protocols from the Workforce Solutions. We'll add that, as well as these lenders. And so we try to keep the information there, but there's a lot, especially on Mondays.
That's right. From all the weekend stuff. That's true.
It's like Mondays, well, all these things come out.
And the other thing I want to point out is that these links that you're talking about and these parts of your website are available to anybody, not just chamber members, which is somewhat unique, because I think some chambers would say, okay, if you're a chamber member, you can get past the paywall or the block and you have the password to get in, but you make it available to everyone.
Right. So if you go to our chamber website, which is gofarmington.com, there's the COVID link and you can click on that, but also the whole business directory is there. And so you can search if you're looking for a business. I will say that last week I had three phone calls from people looking for a landscape company or a weed control company or this kind of company, which is one of the reasons that it's so important to be a chamber member, because if you're not listed on our chamber directory under businesses, or you're not a chamber member, then I don't know to refer business your way or send business your way. So that's just one of the reasons it's very important to be a chamber member. The other reason is, I think in the last 8 weeks, for myself personally, we have been advocating for every business, because we're writing letters to the governor's office, sending emails to her chief of staff, the small business advisor. So we're doing that on behalf of every business here in San Juan County, not just chamber members. We're not just saying we want just our chamber members to be able to reopen again. We're saying we want every business in our community to be able to reopen safely and following the protocols. But we're not saying that just for our chamber members. So we're advocating for every single business out there. We are sharing when there's something great going on with any business that I see on Facebook. I share that. So I think that right now it's become even more essential to think about what your chamber does for you, what your local chamber, but your state chamber as well. And, you know, we're fighting all the time for these small businesses so that they can reopen and that we can really get ready to do a We're Open Again campaign, which will be going around and doing a whole bunch of reopenings, re-grand openings, re-ribbon cuttings, and celebrating when businesses are able to open, as well as really pushing support local and shop local, eat local, support local.
Exactly. And we're showing the website on the screen right now we talk about it.
Our COVID-19.
There it is right there. And look at all those happy members.
Look at all of it. Yes.
With all the things that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
And so,
and even Vince Moffitt's in that picture, and he's your guest on 9 o'clock.
So he is our guest. So there you go. That's true. And then we can see the surveys that you have done, because you've kind of asked your members some very important questions, I think, about how they're doing, what they're doing, what they think we should be doing as a state. And so I want to ask you a little bit about those things, too. And because I think some of the results maybe were a bit surprising.
And one of the surprising results for me was when we asked the question about, have you had to lay off employees, or how I think there was a question that said, how has COVID affected your business? And maybe with laying off employees, they hadn't needed to do maybe as many layoffs because of the PPP loan. Maybe they were able to get that PPP loan, and so that enabled them to keep some of their employees on longer. We shut this survey down the end of April, and so this is not reflective of anything that's happened over the last week and a half.
Sure, but you had about almost 200 businesses respond, right? 191 respondents, I see. And so we're sharing again on the screen for those of you that are watching. You can kind of see the results of the chamber survey from April 29th is what you're saying, right?
Through the end of April.
So you asked a few questions at the beginning about the type of business, and so the majority was
Other. Which is probably fits into everything, every other category.
Professional services was the next largest. Mm-hmm. So I guess that maybe, is that banking and maybe other types of
financial,
things, right?
Financial, insurance, banking.
We can see retail. We can see restaurants.
And grocery doesn't surprise me. We don't have anybody, because we do have members that are grocery, but they're big and they're probably not getting, I mean, they all get it, the primary contact, but whether their general manager at the East Main Walmart is going to take the time to do this.
Right.
So that's why there's probably nobody responding in grocery. We do have members that are grocery.
Understood. And you're showing again the results from survey one, which was even earlier in the year, right after
survey
this started,
and
survey two, which is the one we're talking about in end of April.
Right.
Correct. And so as we move forward,
So this is the slide of us, or the the numbers. How is the COVID-19 pandemic impacting your business? And so, however, we'll be closing our doors until further notice.
That's the big line across the upper third of the thing, right?
And so, then the next largest was it's affecting it 70% to 90%.
Right.
So again, I think that figure has probably changed a little bit. We know if they're non-essential, then they were having to close their doors. And then some were just kind of hanging on doing some kind of business, and they decided just to close their doors until this whole thing was over. And then some are closing their doors and not opening again. So,
And the ones that are anything in there. Closing, I just wanted to make a point for the radio audience that showing about a quarter of the respondents, about 23%, 24% from both surveys, saying that, right? And then you're asking them, the business is down 10 to 30%, 30 to 50%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the biggest one was business is down 70 to 90%. And the majority, the first survey was only 13% said business was down 70 to 90%. But in April, it was, again, another quarter of your respondents said business was down by that much.
Yes. And I think, too, what also happens is in the first couple weeks, a month of the of the stay at home, and when businesses there were businesses that were open and doing following the rules and safety guidelines, and then they were told, no, you have to close. And so I think what happened immediately, there was this huge surge to support every business and get out and eat out. I mean, I know we were eating out constantly and picking up food and bringing it home. And then I think people started thinking, well, you know, I did that. And I kind of that sort of that, you know, we're going to just support these businesses no matter what. I think people either got sort of, I don't know if they just acclimated to it. Maybe that's not the right word. But I think then you go longer into this period of the stay at home, and it's just, there's just more impact. And people started getting, I think, a little real down about things. And I think it's time to resurge our kind of, no, we need to support local. There was that whole thing about the takeout blitz, about going to restaurants and getting food and bringing it home. I think we kind of need to resurge that a little bit.
Right.
Because these businesses are just hanging on. And so it's like we're almost, you know, we just got to keep going and support our local businesses the best we can.
Right.
Even if it's buying gift cards from them now.
Well, and that's another
Great way to do that. I know some businesses are stepping up to do that, because when they do reopen, if you buy gift cards now, that helps them during this time that they maybe have to be closed.
Exactly.
Next question you asked about laying off employees. And so
that one surprised me a little bit. But again, that could be businesses that either got the payroll protection or maybe the emergency, or maybe they've cut some might have cut hours too. So if they cut their hours of business and just said to everybody, we're cutting everybody's hours. We've done some of that at the chamber as well. Our hours are not, we were 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Well, we're not now. So I think
All working from home. The chamber's closed. The lobby's closed. So people can't walk in to see you, but you're still working from home for reduced hours, is what you're saying.
And so that number might reflect that as well, that hours might have been cut or different things like that, or they did get the payroll protection. So,
But of the ones that said they did lay off employees, the majority is the 75 to 100% laid off employees. So that's almost everybody.
Right.
And in some cases, everybody.
Yes.
And even more in the April survey than in the earlier survey. Mm-hmm. So there's that
Thank
to compare.
You, I just keep forgetting your radio.
That's okay. That's all right. 73% say they expect to be able to reopen their business after restrictions are lifted. That's positive.
Yes, that is positive.
And so
I
that
hope that,
looks
that
like,
number is, and we didn't ask that question in the first survey, so that's why there's only the one.
The blue line, not the orange line.
Right, because we didn't ask that question.
Is somebody a Broncos fan who maybe developed this survey or maybe made these graphs?
Chris Hunter, he's the one who helps me.
I'm just asking.
Data and send it to Chris, and he makes these beautiful slides for me just because he's nice.
The orange and blue is unmistakable. So I just have to ask the question. Okay.
At least it's not just two very slight changes in blue.
I appreciate that. Another question from the earlier survey, right? If you do you feel if allowed, you'd be able to implement safety precautions like requiring customers wear masks and limiting the number of customers in your store at any one time? 83% saying yes. So again, and that's again the earlier survey, but it shows, I guess, that the businesses are saying
they would.
We're ready.
Could.
We can do it.
Yes,
we've already figured this out. Yep. We've got a plan.
Right.
And they're just waiting on the
go ahead.
The go ahead. That's right. Okay. Serving your customers through curbside delivery. 51% say yes. Funding from the SBA. 58% say say no.
Right.
36% say yes.
Again, that could be the timing of the survey. The first round had just finished, and the second
round
of
funding quickly.
Really didn't come through by the time we had done this survey. So
CARES Act funding or federal stimulus will help you stay in business. The 58% say yes.
Yes.
So there's that. 31% do say no, and let's see.
This question, how soon do you anticipate that you will be able to rehire the majority of your employees once the restrictions were lifted? I was just curious to know, for sort of lead time for businesses. So
Ramp
you
back
find
up.
Out this week that, yes, indeed, we will be able to start opening May 15th on the gating and the stages and the phases and all of that. But how long does it take you to get your business up and going? You have to rehire employees that perhaps were laid off, maybe get inventory, do a deep clean. Most of the guidelines are saying a really good disinfectant deep clean before you open, and then a maintenance of that daily. But again, you have to get those things in place. Let's take facial coverings, for example. If you're going to you have to have all your employees have those, you have to get those.
Yeah.
And you have to have, and in fact, I have some great resources I'll share before the end of the show on where you can get those.
Good.
If you're planning on putting up the plexiglass shields in front of your registers, you have to get the supplies for that. You have to get those in place. Those aren't required at this time, but they are a best practice.
Right.
So it's just more a question of not just with employees, but how long is it going to take you to kind of get back to business? And I was just more curious about that. I don't think on the day that businesses are allowed to reopen that everyone's just going to be able to open their doors and go back full throttle. And that's not the plan anyway.
Right.
It is a gradual reopening. But,
But I'm encouraged by 0% said never,
yes.
You know, that they would never be able to rehire the majority of their employees. So I think these business owners are wanting to bring their teams back
they
and
are.
Keep
They're
them as intact
to,
as they can.
I think we want to get back to business as normal. What that's going to look like over time, I don't know. I don't think anybody knows the answer to that right now.
And the rest of the survey answers are all from the earlier survey, right? I was scrolling through, right?
Yes.
I don't think there's anything more that was that you asked that was new.
Well, do you want to look for one more information? Because we did hear on the first survey, like one of the comments was just people wanted to know where to go to get information. And so I was encouraged that people felt they were getting good information.
71% say they're able to get the information they need. So
because
that's
was something we all worked on very, you know, diligently, not just the chamber, but the city of Farmington and, you know, the SBDC. And we really did work on getting the information out to the people who needed it. And so that was a good answer, I think, to that, because it took us a while to figure out all the information,
sure,
where to put it, how to get it out. And so that made me feel like, okay, they're getting the information they need, and that's helpful and encouraging.
That's good.
So,
indeed, that's very true. Well, we just have a couple of minutes remaining, Jamie Church, this morning. I know, right? Time flies. And but I agree with you that I think that the local leaders, the city, the county, Office of Emergency Management, San Juan College, I mean, we've seen everybody kind of banding together, even to pat our own back a little bit, KSJE.
Yeah,
we've been doing our local show Monday through Thursday.
Yes.
You guys because
great, actually.
We feel that's a need in the community, too, and to talk to folks like yourself and others to really get that information out to people unfiltered and, you know.
Right.
And from the doctors, from the hospital, from the state. We've had a couple of state guests on, which we appreciate. So we appreciate that. But you were going to share some places where we can maybe get some PPE.
And I want to share, too, I know we have just a couple minutes, but we did a quick poll on Friday, a Facebook poll on our chamber page. And the number of respondents was probably the biggest we've ever had. And the question was simple. Would you voluntarily wear a mask, face covering, if it meant your favorite small local business could reopen if they're following all the other guidelines
as a customer
if they're assuming all the other you know guidelines are in place? The response was overwhelming. I'd say 98% of the people responded, and we had a lot of respondents. Around 400 people responded to the poll saying yes, absolutely, they would voluntarily wear a mask, face covering, if it meant all the businesses could reopen. So what that means to me is the community is saying, we want to see these businesses reopen in some way, and we're willing to wear a mask, even though it's not required, it's not mandated at this point, but we will do it for safety. So to me, that was, I was just curious to know, because there's been some debate over masks, and the survey was very clear to say, we're not debating whether masks work or not. It's
sure.
just,
would you or wouldn't you?
Yeah, would you or wouldn't you?
Yes or no, up or down?
Yeah, 98% said yes, absolutely.
Nice.
Please open the businesses. So to get the PPE equipment, I have some resources. Mostly this is face coverings, but Ace Hardware of Farmington, I want to give them a shout out, because if you're a small business trying to reopen, they will give you the supplies for free, including the materials to do the plexiglass shields in front of your register.
How about
masks,
that?
Masks, again, this is just for businesses. This is not for individuals, but small businesses who have not been allowed to operate up to this point. Infinity Medical Supply. Also, Just Click Printing, they actually have been one of those businesses that very creatively now is able to print masks in bulk. And so you can contact Jay at Just Click Printing. Also, Advertising Ideas and Safety LLC. So those are just a few. They're chamber members that that are
well, that's the benefits of being a chamber member.
Right.
You get
Maybe
mentioned
you're not
by
a chamber
Jamie
member
Church
and you also have
on the radio
equipment.
Yeah.
Let me know. But we know the businesses need to find that to get going again. And so we want to make sure they know locally where they can go and get these, the face coverings for their employees. Restaurants are a little bit different because they of course fall under the food guidance and the things from the health department. And so restaurants, I'm hoping, are getting information from the Restaurant Association and from the Department of Health, but obviously restaurants are going to be a little bit different,
right?
Because of the food handling and all of that as well.
Right.
So,
good to know.
Yeah, that's what we've got going on.
Great information.
Yeah.
Again, thank you for the work that you are doing and your staff. I mean, working from home has got to be a new thing.
It is. It is.
For everybody.
I don't think I'm quite as efficient or as, you know, but we're doing the best we can under the circumstances. And we appreciate, I get a lot of good feedback from our members. They really appreciate the information we're providing. And right now, that's about all we can do. So Well, we do have one new business that opened, though. I got a shout out. We have a brand new chamber member.
Okay.
AFC Urgent Care, yes, right over on Main and Browning, okay, Parkway. And they do COVID testing as well as antibody testing for the antibodies. And so it's all outside in their parking lot right now, unless you have like a broken leg or a heart attack or something, and then you go in. But if it's COVID related or COVID symptoms, they're doing all of it in the parking lot. But they just opened last week. So we actually have a brand new chamber member, and okay, I certainly want to give them a shout out.
All right. Very good. Well, congrats to them, and another place for urgent care in the community.
Exactly.
Which,
and if, yeah, you want to get tested for the antibodies, which is, so anyway.
Good to
yeah,
know.
Exciting.
Wonderful.
A new business opening.
Well, there you go. Well, Jamie Church, thanks for coming
Thank
in.
You.
Thanks for the, again,
thanks
for the work that you are doing and advocating for all businesses, really, yeah, in our community. And we know things are changing day by day. So all we can say is stay tuned.
But yes, stay tuned. Yes, please stay tuned.
I know you have given a lot of information to our local leaders and even our state leaders.
That's
to
right,
let them know how the business community feels here in San Juan County. So
right,
thanks for that.
All right. Thanks,
we'll see
Scott.
You in a month, if not before,
yes,
on Zoom or some other way. Oh, well, we didn't talk about the talent show. We got to talk about the talent show just for a quick second.
So we
my goodness.
Yeah, so we had some awesome local sponsors that put forward some cash prize money. So Basin Coordinated Health and Infinity Medical Supply, and also Four Corners Community Bank, they helped sponsor this fun talent show, among many others. Also Artifacts and Details Boutique with giving T-shirts. But we had a fun little online virtual talent show, and
kind of kick it off on Saturday.
Please go online and vote. We had some really amazing talents. And, you know, at this time of businesses really being so uncertain, to have any businesses at all that actually helped put prize money forward, or prizes, T-shirts, earrings, free coffee, things at Durango Joe's. I mean, we can't say enough how much we appreciate that. And what a fun little way for people to get to show their talent from home. They're stuck at home. So we hosted.
We did. I know.
Jordan,
we were there.
Ken Collins.
Yeah.
So,
exactly. On Saturday. And now you can go to the website and look at the videos from the contestants who have entered and vote on your favorite one. And then we're going to get back together on this Saturday to award the prizes,
that's
I think.
Right.
Right? So that's what we're doing, everybody. So it's fourcornerstalentshow.com is the website to go check it out, everybody.
Go check it out.
But,
yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now we've clicked all the boxes for this morning, I think.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That went fast.
It did. It did. Thanks, Jamie, so much. Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.